The Public News Service Daily Newscast for March the 31st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter, the first time in American history that a current or former president has faced criminal charges. That from CNN. Manhattan District Attorney Alan Bragg's office will reach out to Trump's attorneys to discuss his surrender to face an arraignment. His attorneys say he will surrender. The DA's office has been investigating the former president in connection with his alleged role in a hush money payment scheme and cover-up involving adult film star Stormy Daniels. Two Atlanta facilities are the latest hospital closures in Georgia. It's a trend for more than a decade that's leaving tens of thousands of people without access to hospital care, both in rural and in urban areas. More from our Danielle Smith.
The New Georgia Project's My Hospital, My Community campaign is fighting to reopen the Wellstar Health System facilities. The campaign's lead organizer, Kiara Stanford, says at the most recent Level 1 Trauma Center that closed, more than half of the local population is Black. She notes the Atlanta Medical Center blames the closures on Medicaid not being expanded in Georgia. Policymakers and community leaders have asked federal officials to investigate the shutdown.
Fulton County Chair Commissioner and the IRS has filed federal complaints with Wellstar Health System. These federal complaints basically call Wellstar out for closing these hospitals under the guise of they didn't have the funds, they were losing profits.
Now to New Mexico, where they're using some of their surplus budget funds primarily from oil and gas revenues to establish the state's first ever source of recurring funding for conservation efforts.
Known as the Land of Enchantment Legacy Fund, it consists of two $50 million reserves, one to fund existing state programs and another permanent fund managed by the State Investment Council. Jonathan Hayden with Western Resource Advocates says the funds will allow better stewardship as the state grapples with what's ahead from changing weather patterns.
Through things like watershed protection, forest restoration, thinning projects, community resilience projects, all of which will help insulate communities from the worst effects of a drier and hotter climate.
Monies from the Legacy Fund will also go to outdoor recreation and infrastructure, agriculture and working lands, historic preservation, and wildlife protection. I'm Roz Brown.
This is Public News Service. Folks in Tennessee are not the only ones mourning the tragic loss of three children and three adults at this week's shooting at Nashville's Convent School. And Mulder has a personal connection to Pastor Chad Shrugs, whose nine-year-old daughter, Haley, was one of the three children who lost their lives.
There was a very large vigil to honor all of the six victims. And to just know that these events should not become a part of our normal daily life. And unfortunately, that has been the case. And so hopefully, this will serve as a wake-up call to all of those who have the ability to impact a change on these events.
The K-12 school shooting database. And yes, we do have one now. It has recorded 90 gun-related incidents at school so far this year, including the deaths in Nashville. This week, 75 people have been killed or injured in 2023, not including the shooters. Next, we head to North Carolina, where small business owners are reaching out to lawmakers for help. They cite hospital mergers as one reason their health care costs are soaring.
The fusion of former hospital competitors has left employers in the state with fewer options for services, as well as higher expenses for both companies and workers, which could ultimately hinder business expansion. State Treasurer Del Falwell reveals that even at the top levels, they're grappling with challenges like cost transparency.
The fact is that this is the only product in your life that you don't know the value and the price of it, even after you've consumed it.
In a recent national poll, 45% of entrepreneurs said soaring health insurance costs have forced them to hit the brakes on expanding their businesses. The majority of companies in North Carolina are small businesses, but together they employ over 1.7 million people. So Falwell says the higher rates could signal lasting economic impact. Shantia Hudson reporting.
And finally, our Edwin J. Vieira lets us know that even though National Medal of Honor Month is ending, plans to develop a museum and monument for the award are continuing.
Numerous Medal of Honor recipients were in Washington, D.C. earlier this week to talk over ideas for a monument on the National Mall and a museum to be built in Arlington, Texas. Britt Sublinski, a retired U.S. Navy SEAL, was awarded the medal in 2018 for his actions during a special mission in Afghanistan. He thinks the monument should convey a message that one person can make a difference in the lives of many.
I just wanted to communicate an idea that you're never out of the fight. Whatever fight that it is that you're in, no matter how challenging you think the situation is that you're facing, you always have options. You always have choices.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for ending your week with Public News Service. Remember, listener supported. Here's some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.